What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Green for sure will be doubled at the bottom of the screen.
Ravens trying to end it here. Fourth down. Dalton steps up. Dalton throws. It's complete. Caught by Boyd. Tyler Boyd. Touchdown. Remarkable. The Cincinnati Bengals have stunned this crowd.
Good times. I'm telling you, fever dream season. Just the fact that it broke a 17-year drought makes it all the more fever dreamy. But more hilariously so, the biggest play of the Bills season was not in a game featuring the Buffalo Bills.
I feel like that's like appropriate though of how that season
that
had
to end. That's the season that was.
Like the dream would be, no, the Kyle Williams touchdown ended it. And it's like, nah, it only played a part. It's all you're gonna get. That's the farthest we can go. Like
the
you guys
don't the stones if it was we're gonna call Kyle Williams dive to take the lead and put ourselves into the playoffs.
Love it.
The fortitude
love it
that you'd have to be like, we're putting our season not in the hands of LeSean McCoy or any of our offensive playmakers. We are putting our entire season on Kyle Williams, which, by the way, a little bit of a misnomer. Miami scores late because that Williams touchdown makes it a two-score game.
Yep.
Miami scores late, tries an onside kick, doesn't work. The game is kind of a comfortable one-score game.
Yeah, I remember watching that on a plane and all of us kind of just being like, okay, get to the Cincinnati-Baltimore game. What's going on there? And Cincinnati, I think, held a lead early in that game.
They dominated
that
early.
That felt comfortable. No. And then Baltimore took the lead.
They were kicking their butts.
Yeah, if I remember
and
that
And then
right,
the Ravens storm back, take the lead. I'm sitting out in the newsroom ready to send push notifications. Remember that, people?
Oh, man.
And Dalton throws a pick. It's negated on a penalty. And I go sitting. Oh, he almost throws a pick.
Yep.
He almost throws a pick. I go sit back down because I'm mad. I'm like, fine. I got to type up the message that the Bills are going to miss the playoffs again. And then that play happened.
I was able to catch that at home, the ending of the Baltimore-Cincinnati game. I watched, though, most of those two on a plane coming home from vacation. That was a weird experience. Trying to deal with all that.
It was me, Nate Geary, Joe DiBiase, and our program director, Alan Davis. And again, we scattered like the directions of the wind.
Yeah.
That was still
unreal.
Again, crazy season.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Your favorite season in Bills history. Frankie tweets in, 2019 was the most fun. Back-to-back wins in MetLife. Duke's win in Nashville to go to 4-1. The Cowboys' Thanksgiving come out party to go to 9-3. Playoff clinching Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh. Electric playoff touchdown pass to Josh on opening drive. Big lead at half. McDermott defensive breakdown. 2019, I mean, I mentioned it when we were talking the drought ender in 2017. 2019 was the first year where it felt like, oh, they're legit. Fun enough, they also start 5-2. They have an early bye in week 6. But yeah, you mentioned the early games in MetLife because they go Jets, Giants, both wins. The Jets game has to be a late John Brown touchdown. They kind of dominate the Giants.
It actually takes legitimately till midseason before one of the New York teams matches the Bills for wins in MetLife for the year.
Yeah, that was the weird stat of that year too, is that the Bills own MetLife. I think that also started the, you know, we actually own New York kind of deal. I think that kind of started that run. That was such a weird season. Derek, the answer will be no, and that's okay. Do you remember the 2019 preseason?
No.
Yeah, good. The answer should be no. I remember it because I was with my buddy.
Oh, wait.
We went out for wings.
You're wrong.
Do you remember?
I do remember the 2019 preseason.
Wow. Good for you. That's disturbing.
Zach, I had to work.
Oh, well, yeah, you were working at that time. This was just totally as a fan. One of those games, they do play the Carolina Panthers. Me and my buddy went out for wings. We were just hanging out watching it. And I just remember how much they were passing the ball. And we thought, okay, we might have something this year. And if you do remember that start to that year against the Jets and even the Giants too, that's kind of Dable's coming out party a little bit too. They pass the ball so much to start those games. And it kind of doesn't lead to anything. They put up 17 against the Jets. They put up 28 against the Giants. But this is still Allen's maturing. He's getting better. He's not totally there yet. They do get they lose to a Patriots team, which is one of Josh's worst games. I think it's 3 picks. He looks terrible. They lose to an Eagles team led by Carson Wentz. That game's never particularly close. But then they go on a bit of a win streak. They lose to Cleveland 19-16, and then they win 3 in a row, including, I think, what many for a long time would say was maybe their favorite game for the Bills in like 25 years, the Thanksgiving game at Dallas. That is absolutely the Bills' coming out party for this era, this generation. Yeah, they were 8-3 going to that game. Didn't matter. It was on, obviously, prime time because it was on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, and you dominated them. You have the Josh Allen moment where he has to pick up the fumble and go over for a first down. You've also, my favorite play of that game is not actually the fumble picked up for a first down. It's that Allen stops moving in the pocket at one point because he's getting absolutely zero pressure and then just dots one to Beasley. it's such a funny play to look back and watch. They dominate that game 26-15. You've got
my favorite
Devin Singletary, I think, throws a touchdown pass in that one as well.
My favorite memory of that game is Star Lotulelei picking off Dak Prescott.
Yep, that happened as well. Yep.
Like, that's where, like, in that moment you're like, oh, everything's going wrong for Dallas.
Yeah, and everything's going right for the Bills. Then, funny enough, they lose 3 of their last 4.
But the one that they don't lose
is the Pittsburgh clincher for the playoffs.
Is also the last time we did Sports Thunder.
Oh, really? That's the last one?
That's the last one we did because it was the clinching of the playoffs. It was myself and Lou DiBiase doing a Sports Thunder. And I was driving back from Lake Placid that day from a wedding. Drive back from Lake Placid. Come back to Buffalo in time to make it for work.
And then
do not leave until 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I thought I was done at 6. No, I stuck around to help make a duck hunt open for Howard and Jeremy.
But so, and that's famous too. Duck Hodges starts that game for Pittsburgh. The thing I will remember about that game, I can't remember the receiver that actually catches it. I think it's probably John Brown. It is Renegade starts playing. That's Pittsburgh's famous. They
and
play that song
Matt
in the fourth
Barkley.
Quarter. That's the big moment. And you got Barkley like swinging the jacket, the whole thing.
He is rounding that jacket.
But I just remember they play Renegade. Steelers fans think, here we go, we're going to shut him down. And Allen just dots one like 30 yards down the field. And you're like, oh, it's done. We win. Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming. Tyler Croft catches a touchdown pass in that game. Just such a weird one. Frankie also brought up the Tennessee Titans game. That's early in the season, week 5. Duke Williams.
Oh, that's right, Duke Williams.
I was waiting to bring up Duke because when you get into the playoff game, which I was out at a bar watching this game, and this is at a point where I went out. It was me, my dad, and my uncle. We always went out for these games. I just remember we were all kind of Duke Williams guys, but it was the 10 attempts towards him, 10 targets, that were like, okay, enough. I've actually now had enough. He has 10 targets in the playoff game. They ultimately lose to the Houston Texans in overtime. There's a stressful kick at the end of that game to actually send it to overtime.
Stressful kick?
Ugh.
You forget the play that I'll never forget in that game. There's cleanly a minute left, mm-hmm. and Josh Allen laterals the football.
I so miss Sugar High Josh. Like, but like a part of me was like, I was alive then,
he
man.
He ditches the
I
ball.
I was alive.
When they have time, they have time, everything's fine. He ditches the ball, and Bulldog walks out into the newsroom and goes, what the F was that?
I loved him.
Oh, my God. I will never forget that one. And then, of course, there's him throwing a ball into double coverage to Pat DeMarco.
Well, how could you not? Pat DeMarco.
It's
a clear-cut playmaker right there. How could you not? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
First 2 years of Josh Allen were a heart attack on a quarterback.
And so speaking of that.
My God.
My favorite season. And there is a little bit to this of it being my favorite season, but it is 2020.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the true, okay, Allen is here, he's a demon, and the Bills are here, and they're going to be here to stay. There was a lot of extenuating circumstances, I think, to why for me, but...
Better yet, I just laughed about early Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
This ascension?
Yeah.
This rapidly?
Yep.
Nobody really saw coming.
Well, and I think a big part of that, too, is there was no training camp.
There was no training
camp.
You
make the Stephon Diggs trade, but we really don't know how that's going to go because we haven't seen anything in camp. There's no preseason games. There's nothing. You had camp, obviously, but there's no preseason games. You're kind of getting the reports that you have. It's not normal. So you're going into the season. It's very weird. I don't know if you remember, we had this whole thing for a few years of Josh Allen hasn't thrown a 300-yard game yet. Daniel Jones had.
Not only that,
all these guys had.
It has been several years since any Bills quarterback at that point.
So that's a whole thing.
Had not done it.
And, of course, you have COVID. There's no fans in the stands, and it's this very weird season. It's still, I mean, it's the only season of the last 50 years where the NFL, the salary cap went down because of it. I mean, it's a weird season, and yet the Bills go 13-3, and they're an offensive juggernaut. And this is – it's still my favorite season of this entire run and really my whole life. Points four, they put up 501 points, good for second in the league. And, yeah, you mentioned that early run there. I was late to the party when I thought Allen was going to be the guy.
I
liked him a lot in 2019, but I was – again, I bring up that 300-yard stat because that was a big thing for me where I'm just like, when is he going to win throwing the ball? When are we going to have those games where it's just like no one can stop him, he's just in a different zone, and he's lighting it up? Well, I got my answer. The first four games of 2020.
By the way,
he's an animal that time. The Diggs trade is working in spades. He goes from a guy that's kind of unheralded, kind of underrated, to he's clearly going to be an all-pro this year. He's going to be one of the best receivers in football. It's an unbelievable year.
Zach, you mentioned the lack of the 300-yard game mm-hmm. until that first game of 2020. They had not had one in 3 years as a team.
Was it Tyrod against Seattle?
It was Tyrod in 2016 against Miami.
Oh, yeah.
The last time that a Bills quarterback throws for 300 yards.
Yeah.
And so Allen doing that, you're like, oh, finally. And then he does it again with better efficiency against Miami.
Yeah, it's the Miami game that, like, for me was just – funny enough, I don't know if you remember that game too. The power goes out.
The power goes out and you can't watch through the second quarter.
You missed Stephon Diggs' first touchdown as a Bill.
And the Bills tweeted a hilarious gif. Because this is also when the NFL was like, no, don't play videos on social media of plays that just happened.
Yep.
And they like teams were having so much fun with that, with like terrible graphics.
Oh, man. That whole season for me was just – it was fun because, again, we were in a new world. But also, not just in a new world that way, but for me it was a new world with sports where – you know, up to that point, like every Bills game had this like kind of tension to, like, you didn't know if they were going to win, and I didn't know that feeling like that I know 90s fans had where you expected to win. We're at that point now. We're well at that point now that if they lose a game, there's genuine questions going on. But for a long time, it was, hey, that's the battle of the season, baby. Up and downs, you hope you got 10 wins by the end of the year. Where for this, I mean, I remember being very worried about, do you remember the Let Russ Cook movement?
I just saw, before that, I just saw the game that I remember upsetting me gutturally.
The Tennessee game?
Tuesday Night Football.
Yeah, Tuesday Night Football.
Where they pushed that game for the Titans so much.
42-16. It is a bad game.
It's an awful game. The Bills are like, are we going to be playing against the Chiefs or are we going to be playing against the Titans? I don't know anymore.
I think it kind of hurt them both ways because then they end up playing on Monday night the next week against the Chiefs,
yeah,
which just ultimately has now started the run here of them playing them constantly every year.
I could not. Like that game, that was like – but yes, the Seattle game.
That was the Let Russ Cook movement. Seattle were freaky as hell to start the year where Wilson's throwing the ball constantly. He's putting up MVP numbers. This is also when the movement began of like – hey, Russell Wilson's been this great quarterback. We all acknowledge that. Why doesn't he have an MVP vote? That was a big topic of discussion,
even though and
MVP voting was different back then.
That season was also Let Russ Cook because they needed him to.
Yep.
They had the worst pass defense through the first eight games.
And the year prior, they really only get in the playoffs because Wilson performed magic. And then the Bills that day, Wilson is good, but he has two picks. Allen, though, 31 for 38, 415, and three touchdowns.
Puts down a bad Seahawks pass defense.
Just annihilates them. You also, and there does have to be that ebb and flow thing. You have the Hopkins Hail Murray. That happens that week, and that was, you know, I had stuff going on in my personal life at the time during that game, so that game will literally never leave my mind ever. But then they don't lose a game again until the AFC Championship.
Lose a game until the AFC Championship, but also – they give up a Hail Mary in the very next game. Like they have
they
a
do.
Bye week.
That's right. They do.
They have the bye week and then the Chargers. It's uncorked.
Mm-hmm.
Caught. Oh, dear God, this is happening again. And then Anthony Lynn divides by zero and calls a run play. The Bills stuff it.
So good.
And goodbye.
So good. In this as well, you also have the Stephon Diggs three touchdown game against the Patriots.
There's the 49ers,
which was,
game where
I
beat
know,
down
very,
a great defense.
That I still think might have Allen's best throw over
Fred Warner
of to all Gabe people. Davis. It's just it's on a line. They play the game in Arizona because it has to get moved. Just unbelievable. I brought up the Stephon Diggs three touchdown game against the Patriots. You know that I think was very cathartic for almost every Bills fan.
Oh yeah,
and then. Still my favorite playoff game that ended in a win is the Baltimore Ravens one. It's an ugly game. It's a grind fest, and you have the Taron Johnson
before
pick
that,
six. It's unbelievable.
Before that, that Colts game.
Oh, that game I have no fond memories of. That is so stressful
I have
for
one.
No reason. Oh.
I have one fond memory. You want to know why? You said the stress thing?
Oh, you.
We were in a Discord chat for that game because you couldn't have people around, right? Yep. So we're just on the Discord chat, and I'm like, we're going to be fine. Everything's fine. When did I finally get nervous, Zach? They were lining up for a Hail Mary.
Yeah. It happened to him twice that year.
It happened to him twice that year, and I'm like, oh, no. Rivers doesn't have the arm strength, thankfully. And they beat a Colts team that probably a lot of people would have looked at as, I could see you winning in the first round.
That's exactly what they were. It's exactly what they were. It was the first game in Highmark Stadium. They kind of had a few fans, but there wasn't that feeling. And that
but also the Colts, they have this tough team. They're able to like rough and tumble throughout all of it. Phillip Rivers is still playing well enough.
Mm-hmm. And then it's close.
And it's close the whole time. Both teams put up offensive outputs that are fantastic in this game. Indianapolis had 163 rushing yards that game.
That's so unsurprising. It hurts. I loved everything about this season. And it has started a run.
And then that Ravens game, like you said.
But it started a run where they've been great every year. But this was the one season where, like, the expectations weren't where they are at now. And I kind of just enjoyed every game. I didn't even bring up the Denver Broncos, my favorite quote from Allen ever, how many times do we have to score? It's just – there was so much fun during that season. It's such a bad year for so many people. The Bills really
– that Broncos game where they clinched the East.
They were a true distraction. Yeah. And the Bills that year were just a true distraction, I think, for a lot of us in, like, the best way possible.
Yes.
And they have not stopped since. I will hold 2020 fondly, probably forever, even if they don't win a Super Bowl in this run, which, you know, God forbid. But 2020 was just unbelievable. 803-0550, the number to call. Your favorite Bills seasons ever. Doesn't have to be in this run, just of your lifetime. Love to hear them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.